When I say cork, are there? Can you think of three words that come to mind? The first three things that jump to mind.
Lee. Chaos. Change.
Can you say a bit about those?
As I mentioned before, the Lee always kind of stuck out. Well, maybe not the Lee as being the Lee and everything that's linked to it for a Cork person, but just as a river flowing through the city and adding so much more flair to it. I suppose that might be debatable as regards to everything that goes into it as well, which one mightn't want to think about too closely, but just as such, I always really felt, wow, that's something, you know, coming into Cork City, Partick's Bridge and so on, and just looking out, it's really doing something for me. Now, chaos, I suppose the traffic I'm referring to, I would have come to Ireland with a bicycle. Again, you know, when I came over to Ireland, I flew into Ireland, I had my bicycle with me, flying into Shannon, putting the bicycle onto the bus, and off we went to Cork. And so I would have cycled for the first couple of years all over the place, and which was a great way of transport. And I was really very grateful for having the bike, because I've heard the traffic is just lunacy here. Obviously, the whole infrastructure in Cork was geared towards carriages, horse carts, small cars, or whatever. And but then, obviously, the whole thing evolved. Traffic grew, more and more cars on the streets, and just congestion all over the place. And on top of that, I suppose, is it Irish or particularly Corkonian behavior to park everywhere where you want. It doesn't matter whether you block the road, you already have a car parked on one side of the road. It doesn't matter if you park it on the other side of the road and nobody else can get through. So that, I suppose, to an extent amused me, to another extent really annoyed me. And I suppose I would have been used to cycling a long, long time and cycling probably in a haphazard way myself, but it really suited me down to the ground. You know, I didn't care whether I broke a red light or just go against the stream or whatever, which I still do, which I think is very valid to do. And but obviously it's getting a bit more dangerous now because things have improved ever so small, I suppose. The surfaces in Cork City have improved, luckily. Well, 10 years down the road, and then, so that brings me on to change, the change that took place over, particularly over the past 5 years, I think is just phenomenal. And I'm saying that in a very neutral way, so I'm not sure whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. I suppose it's both. Remembering coming to Cork and getting around in Cork 10 years ago, there were certain areas where I thought, this is unbelievable. This reminded me of really the early times after the Second World War in Germany. Well, that would be exaggerated now, obviously. There would have been devastating destruction there. But let's say the years after rebuilding Germany and so on, and we would have had really very poor architecture, very neglected areas and so on. And certainly one area that sticks in my mind would be the North Mall. That would have been extremely grey, a lot of dilapidated houses. At the same time, there was a nice flair in that area, but really I felt grey and grey on a bad day, it really could have an impact on somebody's mood, like. And certainly the Cool Quay, similarly. So there were the things. There was attraction on one side, kind of feeling of being appalled of how things could be that way, could be that bad in the 90s, So that's certainly the